Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. And with the 20th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Troy Bautanu, tackle, Washington.
There you go.
It relayed to us by those that had an opportunity to not only coach him, but we talked to a lot of guys that played with him. His passion is real. It is a calling card, coupled with his tremendous athletic talent.
Every one of those 10 minutes were the longest 10 minutes of my life. I promise you that. Yeah.
He is not kidding you either.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Like, he wore me out.
Man, I was a little crybaby, I'm not going to lie. You know, it was very nerve-wracking just up to that point, you know, just because you never know where you're going to land. And I'm just so happy that, you know, things happened the way they did. And I was able to get drafted by a team that, like the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I'm super excited.
We'll give you all the details on this guy, but why beat around the bush? The Steelers draft Troy Fatanu, 20th overall, tackle out of Washington. And I give the pick an A. We had Mulsey come on here yesterday. A minus. Why the
What's
minus?
What's a minus, yeah.
Why the minus? Because you like Demaryius Mims? For the players available on the board at 20 for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they got the guy I would have drafted. And all the marks from around the league, from all the draft nicks, all the national people, they're giving the Steelers mostly an A grade.
Yeah.
So I'm going A. What about you, Doran?
I'm going A. And a lot of, you know, talking heads out there and the mock drafters out there, they had this guy, you know, at least in the top 10. I mean, I know he had a high grade, and he fell to the Steelers, fell right in their lap. And, you know, the Steelers were – see, I give it an A, but I probably would have given most picks at that time an A because I feel like the Steelers were set up in a good spot, whether it was Fatanu, whether it was Mims, whether it was – you know, even, you know, Brian Thomas Jr., whoever they picked at 20, I felt like the way the draft board shook out yet last night that the Steelers were in a good spot. So, I mean, I like this guy. We're going to break it down, you know, full form, but I definitely give it an A. I don't know where the minus would come from. I can't even give you a reason why that somebody like Mueller would give it a minus.
We love you, Mulsey, but come on, it's an A. It's an A pick.
Yeah.
It's absolutely an A pick. There are some people out there who look at Troy Fatanu and say he profiles as a guard because he's short. Get the heck out of here. Troy Fatanu said in this draft process, if you think I'm playing inside because I'm short, that's lazy analysis. You pick one flaw, one minute flaw, and you let that change what position you think this guy's going to play in the NFL. The Washington offensive line won the award last year as the best offensive line in college football. He started every one of their games at left tackle, the most important and prominent position on the offensive line. He was third team
All-American
from one All-American to another, Doran. He's played over 2,000 snaps at tackle, 29 starts. My man's a tackle. His arms, Doran, are a quarter of an inch shorter than Broderick Jones. That's it. No one had any concerns about Broderick Jones playing tackle because Broderick Jones is tall. this guy's not tall. But isn't arm length more important?
Absolutely.
So you can even sell me on, oh, he could scoot inside and there's position flexibility. That would only make me want to grade this thing an A+. This could be, and we'll get into this in a second, this could be your left tackle of the future, or this could be your right tackle of the future. But you got bookends now that hopefully can grow, and maybe Russell Wilson's your quarterback. Maybe Justin Fields is your quarterback. Maybe another guy will be their quarterback at some point. But you've now set up a foundation for whomever your quarterback is to have both sides blocked up. I can't dislike it at all. And in fact, I wanted them to take a tackle the whole way. I mean, from our first ever look at a mock draft up until last night, I said it makes the most sense based on how this draft is going to unfold. If you need a tackle, and they did, you take one in the first round, and they did. I love it. I love it. And you talk then about, and you hear Tomlin and Khan talk about the mindset, the work ethic, how much this guy loves football. He checks every box. And for you Yinzers out there who are looking for some Steelers porn, he grew up a huge Troy Polamalu fan, and he grew up a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. What else could you need?
Yeah, this is, I mean, if you're worried about the height, just look at the feet. That's what you got to look at with tackles. And we talked the last 2 weeks about needs and wants, and, you know, brought this back up last night a little bit. And I was like, okay, like, there are actual needs for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then there's wants. And I felt like the Steelers were telling us at a time, maybe like around last week and midweek, was the tackle position is a want. Like, it's not a need because we have Dan Moore Jr. You were like, this is an absolute need. You've said that all along. This is a need. They need to upgrade that spot. And they did. And that's what they told us. They told us that last night that it was more of a need than a want. And, you know, this guy does enhance that unit. He is, he's a no-nonsense. And like you said, he has versatility too. And we kind of made the comparison of this is the opposite of what the generational talent that was put out there and Graham Barton was going to be. Like, Graham Barton was going to be a center. He has versatility, but you're not going to move your center to play other positions. This guy, you could move him to play other positions if somebody does get hurt. And if he's playing tackle, he could play left tackle, he could play right tackle, he could play right guard, left guard. I mean, he could do it all. So this is a hell of a pick. And it goes into, okay, now it's time, you know, not now, but after the draft, after, you know, on Sunday, Mike Tomlin and, you know, the Steelers coaching staff and Meyer, the offensive line coach, they need to figure out what they're going to do with Broderick Jones first.
Yes.
Like, that is the first, I think, you know, order of business. Is he a right tackle, or are we going to put him at left tackle?
This is not
Broderick Jones, not
I know, team. I know, and this is not a great place for talk radio. You know, you want to have an opinion set in stone and you want to defend it until the end of time, right? I will die on this hill. If people want to call up today at 412-928-9370 and say, play Troy Fatanu at the position that he has excelled at, left tackle, and play Broderick Jones at the position he was very good at last year, right tackle, I think I'm okay with that. If you want Broderick Jones, who I believe was drafted as a left tackle, to play left tackle and Troy Fatanu to play right tackle, I think I'm okay with that too. Because the what happened here is that Dan Moore Jr. gets relegated to your swing tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Dan Moore Jr. can have a long NFL career as a swing tackle. I think there's a chance Dan Moore Jr. could be a guard. I think Dan Moore Jr.'s got a good head on his shoulders, and everything I've heard about the guy is he's a nice man. I don't need him as my starting left tackle. I don't need him as my starting right tackle. But I think when he's a free agent at the end of next year, he's not going to break the bank. He could be here for a long time, and he could be a backup swing offensive lineman. The Steelers now have depth at offensive line in a way that they haven't in a long time. They still need a center, and we will get to that. But I love everything about this pick, man. Would you start Broderick Jones at left, or would you start Fatanu at left?
I'd start Broderick Jones at left.
Okay.
That's his more natural position, and I look at it like this, and this is just in a vacuum. I look at Fatanu more as a hardy player, if that makes sense, and a guy that's more of a run guy and that can hold up the front edge. And I look at Broderick Jones as the athletic guy. I mean, watching film of him whenever he was in Georgia pulling and, you know, running on screens, like, you want that guy and his feet and the way he operates. You want that guy protecting your blind side whenever you're going against Myles Garrett and have to, like, shuffle inside real quick and move your feet. I mean, he has feet probably as good as mine. And he has feet like he's a 240-pound guy. Not saying that Fatanu doesn't, but I think when I think of Fatanu – he's like, okay, like I'm front side. Like I'm the physical offensive tackle. Like I'm gonna get your front side, and then you have the athletic guy on the backside. So I would adhere to Broderick Jones moving back to his natural position and let Fatanu stay in front.
And I get blindside and all that. In today's league, they're going to find the matchups, defensive coordinators that they want. They're going to take advantage of the guys they think they can take advantage of. Left and right doesn't matter as much as it used to, I don't think. I mean, just think about T.J. Watt.
Mm-hmm.
He comes off, he's battling right against right tackles every time he goes out there, and the Steelers rarely move him around. So I don't think if the Steelers decided to do it one way or the other, people should be all that upset. To your point, PFF had Fa'atanu at an 88 pass blocking grade last year, one of the best in all of college football. And then his run blocking grade wasn't elite, but it still was above average. So he's a better pass protector right now than he is a run blocker. One thing I also read on him, Doran, sorry to cut you off there, he gets out on screens and he gets out in space.
You got two guys that can do that on both sides now. So it really doesn't matter. It doesn't. Now that you kind of break it down like that with his pass blocking grade and the run blocking being above average, and you got guys that can move, they have good feet, as I keep saying, and getting out on screens and being able to pull, do those things. Like, you got that on both sides. It doesn't really matter. Does it? I mean, does it really matter? Like, it may matter for Broderick Jones or Fatanu, like they may feel more comfortable, but you know, at the end of the day, like, okay, throw it up in the air and let's go play.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it up in the air. What they really have done, though, is created, and you just said this, you alluded to it, is created versatile depth. I mean, you look at Fatanu and what he can do. You look at Broderick Jones, they could play both sides. They could play left or right. Then you look at Nate Herbig, he could play right guard, left guard, center. You look at Daniels, he could play right guard, left guard, center. You look at Spencer Anderson, he could play center, guard, tackle.
And he's friends with Russell Wilson in Ciara. They went to the Penguin game together.
They're friends together. And then you look at Dan Moore Jr., who could possibly play guard and right tackle and left tackle. Like, you have a nice mix and match. And Doug said this a little bit yesterday. You hope to get that mix and matching going in OTAs and in training camp to see which one does work the best. And then now you know that, you know, if somebody does go down, you will be set at this point, really, where we stand.
And think of where they were just a couple of years ago.
Right.
I mean, they had ignored this for so long in the first round, the offensive line, and now back-to-back drafts, they go with a first-round offensive lineman.
Can't
Andy,
hate it.
Can't Andy hate Weidel, that. What's up, man? Yeah. What's up, Andy Weidel? Let's build in the trenches, baby. Thank you very much. Tweeter, Fa'utanu. Fa'utanu, people are saying, not Fatanu. Look, I am not the guy that's going to get all the names right.
Wrong.
I am not the guy we need to talk pronunciation with, okay? Because I could get it right 100 out of 100 times. The next time I could get it terribly wrong. So we know we like the player. Fa'utanu.
We'd have come up with a nickname for him. Like, remember?
Let's
like,
just call him.
Like Fu Matumafa, we call him Fu.
Let's just call him Troy.
Troy.
We really like Troy. Is he going to start right away?
Yes.
You sure about that?
Pretty sure.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. More sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
This is not a project.
Mm-mm.
If it was Amarius Mims, he does not start day one.
If it was Broderick Jones, he only had 19 games.
Right.
This guy's played a lot of football.
Amarius Mims is a super talent, and he gets drafted by the Bengals 18th overall. Broderick Jones was a super talent. This guy, you're right, has played less football, Amarius Mims, than Broderick Jones. And Broderick Jones, it took a while before he was inserted into the starting lineup. We're talking about a guy that played at tackle, 2,000 snaps and 29 starts. This is a plug-and-play guy. And it was reported by Jerry Dulac, who got fed the generational thing on Graham Barton. It was reported by Dulac a couple of days ago that they are looking at Broderick Jones as their left tackle. Like, almost regardless of what happened in the draft, they were looking at Broderick Jones as their left tackle. I don't think that they're putting something like that out there, because it's not, that's not smoke screening. That's not sexy enough.
No.
I don't think they're putting that out there if that's not the way that they're feeling. And that means that Dan Moore Jr. would have been your right tackle. Well, if you were going to demote him, quote unquote, to right tackle, well, now why wouldn't you just go with your, why wouldn't you go with your 20th overall pick? I'm actually bullish on it, too, that they're going to start him from day one.
But another question, if Mims was still there and Fatanu was still there, who do they take?
I think there is a chance this is just me talking, that Amarius Mims winds up being an all-pro guy. He's got that kind of talent.
I agree.
But Fautanu,
thing.
Did I get it? He's able to go right away. And the more I've thought about it, man, it's not like you got Mike Munchak. And I'm not going to sit here and poo on Pat Meyer or anything like that, but if you had Mike Munchak to mold the clay, I would have, if both guys were there, taken Mims. But you don't have that. So take the guy that's plug and play, the guy that needs less coaching.
Yep, it's very well put.
Thank you. 412-928-9370. We'd love you to react to this. The Steelers draft Troy Fautanu, the tackle out of Washington with the 20th overall pick. Your thoughts? 412-928-9370 on the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us at underscore Adam Crowley, at Score and Doran, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Up next, given who was still on the board, are we happy with the pick? We'll go over some of the names who are still available. Plus, Omar Khan shed some light on another possibility that the Steelers had on the table.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We had the opportunity to move back if we wanted to, but when we were at 19 and waiting for the Rams to make their selection, and you know they picked who they picked, and we weren't moving off Troy.
There you go. Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin, they had the opportunity to move back, and they said, heck no, we're taking Troy Fautanu, the left tackle out of Washington with the 20th overall pick in the draft. Funny moment from last night. So you got the pick before anybody else, as we knew would happen, from your source, who is now retiring, unfortunately. But you had the pick before anybody else. And then Paul, being Paul, goes, well, how do you spell that guy's name? And me being arrogant me, I'm like, oh, I got you, buddy.
Yeah.
I got you. And I spelled it wrong.
Of course. Wrong.
And then he asked for clarification, and I spelled it wrong again. So totally nailed it. But there you go. Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin saying that, yeah, we could have moved back. And it's something that we had discussed on the draft show yesterday in the lead up and then in real time. Well, there are a lot of guys available that they would like. They could slide back and get more draft capital. No, they got the guy that they wanted. And a guy, Doran, that was mocked way ahead of where the Steelers picked. A guy that on a lot of these draft big boards where you're only ranking players based on how good you think they are, in some instances was a top 10 guy. In most instances was absolutely a top 12 guy. And so the Steelers got a player at 20 that a lot of people thought was going to go well before the Steelers pick, or was good enough to go well before the Steelers pick. And you know who that reminds me of? David DeCastro.
Mm.
The Steelers got David DeCastro way later than they thought they would get David DeCastro. And they basically sprinted to the podium, and we know how that worked out. I think David DeCastro is maybe a borderline Hall of Fame guy. I'm not saying the same is true for Troy Fautanu, but you love the value, and you address a position of need.
Absolutely. And then, you know, the next tackle that went was at 25 to the Green Bay Packers. So if the Steelers did want to slide back a couple spots.
Troy Guyton?
It was Jordan Morgan. When did Guyton go? Guyton went, He went. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right. Morgan did go ahead of Guyton.
Yeah, he went to the Cowboys at 29. So I mean, there was two other tackles to go off the board last night after the Steelers, but I think that they with them staying put, that was the best decision, and getting their guy. And what they say, he was the best on their board. I think it was the best available on their board at the time, not the best from the first pick down to 20.
You know what they did, man? Because I went back and I listened to the press conferences when I got home. They said he was their highest graded player.
Right.
If you take like position out of it, he was their highest graded player. Now, that's the kind of stuff that you're going to hear at every draft press conference. Highest graded player for them, they said.
Like out of every player?
Yeah. Position aside is the way that they put it.
So he was the number one guy.
Yeah, but of course they would say that. They would say that.
Like out of Marvin Harrison Jr., like in that.
Position aside, whatever that means. Whatever that means. I mean, I made a joke about it last night on the draft show. We were reading the quotes as they came out from Tomlin. I said, breaking news, Mike Tomlin said they got their guy. Hey, what are they going to say?
Right.
It's every head coach in college going through the recruitment process, and they pick up your Pitt Panthers hat, and they say, I've committed to the University of Pittsburgh. Oh, this is the number one player. Right. This is the number one guy we've been recruiting. Of course they're going to say that.
Didn't they say that about Broderick Jones and Kenny Pickett?
They say about everybody. Right. They say it about everybody when you take them.
But I do think that there is, for the last at least two picks, with Broderick Jones and with Fatanu now, I think that there is a little bit more credibility to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they really, really liked both of them. I mean, obviously you trade up to get Broderick, and then now you have a guy that falls to you that probably was rated pretty high on your board, and you get him at a spot where you probably were thinking about trading up to get him.
Right.
You know,
like that would have made more sense to trade up instead of the Quinion Mitchell,
right.
the cornerback out of Toledo, which was the report.
So you probably were thinking about trading up to get him, but you saw how the draft played out. You saw how the boards were going. You saw that quarterbacks were going. You saw that even like somebody like Penix. So, I'm going to say this right. Penix kind of screwed the draft up, I think, for some teams. I don't think that teams had Penix going that early. I don't think anybody had Penix going that early. Maybe a couple teams. Obviously, the Atlanta Falcons wanted him, and they wanted him at the eighth spot. But I don't think other teams saw a quarterback going to eight, which just messes everything up.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that.
You know?
I'm absolutely with you
especially
on that.
Especially to Atlanta. It's like the last – I can't tell you – there's not one scout or GM out there that thought that the Atlanta Falcons, after paying Kirk Cousins $100 million, were going to take Michael Penix in the top 10. No chance. So that messed everything
up. That was the shocking pick. That was one of the shocking picks in round one.
What was the other one?
I would say what the Buffalo Bills did was quite shocking.
Oh, yeah.
Was they need a wide receiver. They lose Diggs. They trade back.
Twice.
They trade back twice. They let the Chiefs move up. The hated Chiefs, their rival, the Chiefs, and the Chiefs take Xavier Worthy, a wide receiver. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show as we go over some of these other things that happened in round one. But you heard Khan there say they could have traded back. They had offers to trade back. Boy, did they smokescreen everybody. Omar Khan is a liar, plans for hire, and I absolutely love it, man. We love Kenny Pickett. We love Mason Rudolph. Both guys gone. We love Graham Barton. He's a generational talent. He's there at 20. They don't take him. Oh, the Steelers could trade up to number 12 and take Quinion Mitchell. He's there when the Steelers pick at 20. They don't take him. So the Steelers have done a good job of holding their cards close to their vest, which as you get into the draft is such a valuable thing, because you're going to at least try to keep teams from jumping ahead of you. You're going to try to confuse, but you just throw everything out against the wall. I love that about these guys, but there's one thing they can't do. There's one thing they can't lie about, and that's these pre-draft visits, dude.
Mm.
Last year, 4 for 4. First round pick, second round pick, third round pick, fourth round pick, 4 for 4. Their first four picks last season, all pre-draft visitors. Troy Fatanu, pre-draft visitor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so was Graham Barton. So was Guyton. Like, there were other guys there that were available that were pre-draft visitors. But if you want to know who the Steelers are picking in the first round next year, chances are it's going to be a guy that they had come in for a pre-draft visit.
Yeah.
They want to know the guy. I want you to vote on our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, @_AdamCrowley. It's brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you want to see Troy Fatanu play left tackle or right tackle? Again, you can vote @_AdamCrowley. Coming up next, how did the national media grade the Steelers pick? We got draft grades. I have compiled them, Doran, for your listening pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Troy Faitanu, the pick for the Steelers, 20th overall. Doran and I have graded the pick an A. We have asked you to grade the pick on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran. Here are some of the guys that were still available when they picked. Quinyon Mitchell, corner, Toledo. Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU. Graham Barton, generational center out of Duke. Tyler Guyton, tackle, Oklahoma. Zach Frazier, center out of West Virginia. Jackson Powers Johnson, the center out of Oregon. Would you have wanted to see one of those guys instead of Faitanu?
It would just have been Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah.
I've been saying that all along, but I mean, this makes just as much sense as a receiver. But that's probably the only one. I really wasn't high on Barton. I think, you know, he went to Tampa Bay, right? Yeah, he went to Tampa Bay.
And our guy Charlie Borges nailed that.
Yeah, he did.
He was behind the glass. He was producing for us. He crushed it.
Yeah.
He said that.
There's not really anybody else I would have. I didn't want them to draft Mitchell. I'm sorry. I mean, I just – Toledo, great school, but I just wasn't really high on taking a Toledo corner going against Jamar Chase.
And it's division. A need, but that's what scared me too, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to throw shade. I'm just being honest.
No, hey, he's going to be a good NFL player,
yeah.
But with who they had a chance to draft and who they did draft, Troy Faitanu, it made a lot more sense to me to do that than Quinyon Mitchell. And he goes to the Philadelphia Eagles, 22nd overall. Brian Thomas Jr., who you just talked about, he went 23rd. To the Jacksonville Jags. I think that's a really good pick for them.
And, you know, you just got two tackles who both played in national championships the year before, too. So, like, they're playing at the highest level. They're competing at the highest level and on the biggest stage. And that may not mean that much to people, but, you know, with Michael Penix Jr., what Washington did last year to get themselves to the national championship, I thought was fantastic. You know, never really saw that coming, but then to watch them on TV, you're like, oh, I could see why that they've won football games.
Yeah.
And you said it too, the offensive line award that their offensive line got, the Joe Moore award, right? The guy from Pitt. So Broderick Jones as well. And, you know, the year before winning the national championship. So you got two pedigree tackles that are going to be your future. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. It's a good place to be. And it's a good place in the here and the now, because you've got a guy that is going to be 24 when the season starts, so he's a little bit older, which is kind of, that's not what the Steelers love to do. I know they did it with Kenny Pickett, but they would prefer, like, Juju Smith-Schuster was one of the youngest players in the NFL for like 2 years. They like to go young, so when that second contract picks up, you got a guy that's 26
right.
Instead of 28 years old. But the advantage here is 27 starts, I believe it was, at left tackle. The best offensive lineman on the best offensive line in the country. A guy that grades out with an 88 pass blocking grade from PFF. You get him 2,000 snaps of experience. You can plug him in right away, and he'll be blocking for quarterbacks, maybe quarterback, perhaps quarterbacks, who take a ton of sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what always scared me. Dan Moore Jr. having to protect for even longer than he would have with another quarterback that might have been here. These guys like to hold the ball for a long time, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And so you're going to need to hold up in pass protection. I love the pick. Do the national media members love the pick? You were going to say something before I get into this? All right, this segment will be entitled Reading here. So Mel Kiper, you know him, ESPN, he called it one of the better picks in the draft. He said, what a steal by Pittsburgh. I wrote Thursday morning that I thought the Steelers were targeting Graham Barton to be their new center, but I didn't think Fatanu would be available. This is a no-brainer. I had Fatanu at 10 overall in my rankings, 19 overall for Barton, and both, in his opinion, were the top players at their position. So Mel Kiper loves it. Chad Reuter, NFL.com, gave the Steelers a high grade. He was surprised that he was there. Thinks he's a great pass protector. He gives the Steelers an A. Pete Prisco's a dork. He gave him a B. Said the Steelers needed another tackle to go with Broderick Jones, but Fatanu can also play inside. He's a physical player. And then USA Today gave the Steelers a high grade and said that they were able to get a guy that they didn't expect to be their 20th overall. So it's not, this is not Homer Radio. This isn't, oh, we're going to turn on 93.7 The Fan and they're going to contrive excitement here. They're going to fake it for you in the morning. We're just a couple of dudes in a long list of people who know what they're talking about here who think the Steelers hit it out of the park yesterday.
And so do the Steelers. And you know, that's how they think. And you got to give credit, I mean, at least in this first round and honestly last year, the Andy White on Omar Khan, you know, the Batman and Robin, and knowing how the draft is going to fall, knowing where teams are going to go, and being patient. Like, you could have really,
man,
if you really have that guy, and we talked about this a little bit before, but if you really have that guy as your highest rated player, like, you are definitely thinking about trading up for
him. No doubt about it.
And they were patient. They watched the board. They watched how everybody fell. Amaris Mims goes to Cincinnati. Like, okay, like, he is going to be there. Like, he's our guy. And then, you know, Brock Bowers, that's trading up to get him. He fell just a little bit, maybe like 3 or 4 slots, and he was projected. And then we talked about Michael Penix. Like, that is doing a good job if you're the front office at the Pittsburgh Steelers of being patient and not giving up capital to get a guy that you're in love with and having him fall to you. Like, that's just, I mean, that's just 101.
They let the board come to them.
That is, you know, at least today, at least yet last night, it was 101. Last year, I thought it was 101, you know, textbook of how you handle a draft. And I think that they're going to do the exact same thing today. And to me, whenever they do make their second and third round pick today, I think it'll be an A-plus draft. After today, like, we won't have to watch day three.
We're going to get into what they're going to do today or what they could do today at 7:35, because it's lining up to where they can really fix their offensive line in these 2 days. They really can. So we'll get into that at the 50-minute marks of each hour. We're going to get into some of the big NFL storylines that came out of last night in the NFL draft. We'll start doing that when we come back. At 7 o'clock, I don't want to tease too far ahead, but we want to hear from you. You've heard our analysis. You heard it last night. You've heard it now this morning going on 45 minutes. How do you grade the pick? 412-928-9370. The best case scenario for last night, Doran, was that they traded back and got Troy Fa'atanu because you would have gotten more picks or another pick and you still would have got the guy. This is the second best possible thing that could have happened. Yeah. You go into the draft, you've got a pick on day one, you get exactly the player you want, you don't have to give up anything to go and get him. Mwah. Chef's kiss, Omar Khan, Mike Tomlin, and Andy Weidel. We go around the NFL, coming up next. 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to be joined by Doug Whaley at 8:35, former GM in the NFL, longtime Steelers executive. And then we got an offensive line expert coming your way, 9 o'clock. It's our buddy Trey Essex, a perfect guy to talk to today. And they'll both be on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. In 10 minutes, we want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. How do you like the pick? How do you like Troy Fatanu at 20th overall? Grade it for us. The segment is yours at 412-928-9370. Get in line right now. Before we do hear from you, before we do get back into what the Steelers did, big-time head-scratcher last night at the end of the draft, Doran. I can't believe what happened, actually. Would you say the Buffalo Bills need a wide receiver?
A little bit.
So they get rid of Stephon Diggs, You've got a generational kind of quarterback in Josh Allen. You need to help him out. You take his number one guy away. Gabe Davis is gone, too. And that would be their primary need. Of all the teams in the draft for getting the quarterbacks, the most clear need to me was Buffalo Bills wide receiver. So what do? They trade back. They let Kansas City come forward. Kansas City takes Xavier Worthy, the wide receiver out of Texas, a guy that would have fit perfectly at Buffalo. And then Buffalo does it again. Buffalo trades back from 32 to, 33rd with Carolina. And Carolina drafts Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina. Two wide receivers off the board. Buffalo collects picks. But two guys that would have fit perfectly with Josh Allen are now off the board. Man, there's no place I'd rather live. There's no place I'd rather do a radio show than right here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But today, I would love to open up the phone lines in Buffalo. My God.
Oh, they're probably losing their mind. And then there's some people out there saying that this is a good place for the Buffalo Bills to be, getting more picks. But you're getting more picks, but you're losing out on the quality of the picks. And not saying that some of these guys in the second round and the picks they accrue can't be guys, but I mean, whenever you give away basically a surefire, explosive wide receiver. I mean, just watching his highlights whenever the Kansas City Chiefs picked Xavier Worthy, I was like, what?
What are you doing?
You let Kansas City get this guy? Like, I just, I'd be imploding if I was a Buffalo Bills fan right now.
And you know what, Doran? I think you nailed it there, man, because while I said they lose out on two wide receivers and they desperately need one, they hand a great player to a rival that they're battling with for AFC supremacy. Like if you ask Bills fans, which team do you hate most in the NFL? For a long time, of course, that would have been the New England Patriots. I would guess that it would shift right now to the Kansas City Chiefs. Three-time out of the last 5 years, they've won the championship. They've won the Super Bowl. And you hand Patrick Mahomes a playmaker. You hand Andy Reid a playmaker. Not only do you not make yourself better, you make them better. It's just laughably bad business from Brandon being there in Buffalo. It's an absolute joke, and I am enraged on behalf of Buffalo Bills fans.
Unless, and now I'm going to flip it to trying to see the positive for the Buffalo Bills in this situation. They are trying to accrue as many picks as possible to put those picks together to get Ayuk or Deebo Samuel.
Pretty good thought. Really good thought.
That would be the only logical way.
Really
you could
good
sit
thought.
Here and be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. They have. I don't know. I haven't looked at it. I've been trying to look it up, but I haven't had the time to do it. But I don't know which picks they have, how many they do have. But I know they have a nice chunk from trading back twice in the first round. You put those picks together, you can get one of those guys from San Francisco. That would make everybody in Buffalo kind of.
It would make them exhale, and in fact, they'd be really happy, I think, if that's what wound up happening. Right now, the best wide receiver on the board by most of these sites is Adonai Mitchell, the wide receiver out of Texas. He's the fifth best available player on Pro Football Talk. He's sixth on ESPN. It doesn't matter. He's the next wide receiver that would most likely come off the board. So if they don't trade for an Ayuk, okay, you could get Adonai Mitchell, and that would make a ton of sense. But you helped Kansas City.
You didn't
need to do that. I don't want to let this moment pass without saying something that's just on the top of my mind as I'm punch drunk after we stayed up last night. You used the word chunk. It's one of my all-time favorite words. Because I think the word chunk sounds exactly like what it is. It's one of the words out there that you hear the word chunk and it just sounds like chunk.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Chunk. Maybe it doesn't make sense.
Did I use chunk?
Maybe I need a nap. Yeah, you said they got a chunk of picks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you said that. Is that what he said, Callis? Who cares? Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet, sunchevy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.